Paperback Classics Audio presents Shadows Over Briarcliff by Marilyn Ross. Read for you by Romy Nordlinger. Chapter 1. She was repeating the same journey she had made a year ago, and yet it was all so different. Then she had been excited, eager, impatient to reach her destination. Now, on this chill, dark afternoon in late May of 1884, she was tense and full of foreboding, terrified of what might be awaiting her. Jessica Rice sat erect and taut in the rear seat of an elegant, gold-trimmed black carriage. Perched on his seat at the front, a solitary driver in top hat urged his horse to follow the road that wound precariously along the face of the great chalk cliffs so prevalent in this part of southern England. Just being in the carriage made Jessica more nervous, and she strove to avoid looking to the right as the carriage bounced along, not daring to glance over at the edge of the road and the restless ocean far below. Evil memories of these cliffs still haunted her. A tiny Dresden-like figure in a plain brown taffeta dress with matching wide-faced bonnet, she sat frozen with fear as the carriage jogged along. Her light brown hair framed a dainty oval face, its delicate structure an arresting counterpoint to large and expressive hazel eyes, a pert nose, and generous but exquisitely formed lips. Before her illness, she had been considered a beauty and one of London's most eligible young ladies. But then the evil times had come. Startled by the sudden deepening of the surrounding darkness, she glanced up at the thunderclouds gathering on the horizon. How appropriate they were for her thoughts. In another quarter hour, the towering gray stone of Briarcliff would come into view. Already she was beginning to doubt that she was equal to this pilgrimage she had been persuaded to make. Stephen Briar had convinced her it would be for the best, and fortunately he would be at Briarcliff to greet her. Stephen Briar had been married to her sister Anne, her late sister. A chill ran through Jessica. How unnerving to think of her sister, only a year older than Jessica, in that way. Her empty grave lay beneath a stone in a rural cemetery far from busy London, where the sisters had been raised. Jessica shivered to recollect the grim, bizarre chain of events responsible for this happening. Her earliest memory was of a tragedy, the deaths of her parents of an epidemic disease while on government duty in India. At the time, she and Anne had been living with the family of the lawyer appointed by their father to execute his will, stern old Samuel Sneed. The Sneed household was an austere one, run with Spartan fervor by Sneed's grim wife Martha. Their parents' deaths consigned the girls to an upbringing in the Sneed household, since their comfortable inheritance was in the lawyer's hands until they came of age. Even then, the tight-fisted Samuel Sneed, insisting he must continue to manage their affairs under their late father's instructions, had doled out their money most sparingly. Jessica and Anne, however, declared their independence soon after Jessica came of age. They bought the pretty frocks and accessories they needed to take their place in London society. Quickly, the girls became popular figures at fashionable London parties, despite being chaperoned by the forbidding-looking Martha Sneed, whose chief decoration was a large mole on the end of a generous nose. Jessica sighed audibly at the vivid recollection of Anne coming to her bedroom one night after their return from a party. Still in her white satin dress with pink ribbons in her blonde hair, Anne was radiant, a sparkle in her lovely blue eyes. Softly closing the door of Jessica's bedroom, she crossed to the bench where Jessica was brushing out her hair and sat down beside her. Noting the eagerness in Anne's face as it was reflected in the dressing table mirror, Jessica lowered the brush and turned to her sister with a questioning look. "Something wonderful has happened," Anne announced in a low, conspiratorial voice. Martha Sneed did not approve of late-night visits to each other's bedroom.
"What?"
Jessica asked. Anne smiled happily.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?